Thank you, Judge Carroll.
Judge Chapman.
Good afternoon. We certainly appreciate this opportunity to meet with you and kind of inform you of what we perceive as the needs of the judicial system here in Ellis County. And let me try to, and I've spoken with a couple of you individually, and I think you all want to know what is the need and what is it going to cost and how do we try to remedy this situation. Let me start out by just kind of giving you the overall bird's eye view of the situation. The last time Ellis County created a county court at law was back in 2001, 18 years ago. In 2001, the population of Ellis County was estimated to be 115,000. That roughly equates to 57,500 persons per county court at law. Population in 2019 is estimated to be somewhere around 180,000. That's a 55% increase in population since the last county court at law was created. Creation of a new county court at law number 3 would equate to roughly 60,000 per county court at law, which would be slightly higher than the last time we created a county court at law as for the citizens of the county per court. The justice system is a core function of the county. Just as citizens expect roads, bridges, fire, police services to be added as the county grows, they also expect the justice system to grow and be able to be there for them when they have a legal emergency. And we are reaching the point where it is difficult for us to be there. We're all going to do our best and we're going to meet that need in any way we can. But just to kind of give you the direct situation as it exists now, the Office of Court Administration that oversees all the courts in Texas has determined that there were 4,850 cases that were filed in the county courts at law in 2018. And that doesn't include cases filed in previous years that are still pending or that are ongoing. Sometimes they can last for quite a while. Filings in the county court at law number 1 are up 33% just since 2011. Filings in the county court at law 2 with Judge Calvert are up well over 40% since 2011. So we are at all-time highs in terms of the caseload that the county courts at law are facing. As Judge Carroll mentioned, we are taking steps to try to deal with this surge. But such measures are only a finger in the dike. If only the creation of a new county court at law is going to be able to provide a long-term solution that ensures that the justice needs of our citizens are being met. So that's the overall need of where we are. I know cost is another major factor, and we're telling you the need is now. And you know, we'd love to have a new county court at law September 1, the first time you'd be eligible under the statute for it to come into place. But we are also well aware that given the budgetary and facility constraints, that's just not possible. So what we are asking is that you create a county court of law no later than January 1, 2021. And if the budget and the facility build out goes ahead of time, you may even make that pretty maybe October 1st, 2020, if you are ready to go and have the ability to fill that. As far as the cost, I believe, and you'll probably see these figures later if you don't have them in front of you, but I think the county auditor has factored in that the rough estimating cost of a county court of law is about $460,000. Now, not mentioned in there is a state stipend that they reimburse that I understand is about $85,000. So that puts you in a ballpark figure of $375,000 for the operational cost of a court per year. And I say we've all taken steps to try to reduce our cost as much as possible. I know, for example, just in the county court at law number 1, the cost we have is dealing with CPS cases and indigent defense. And just in the 8 years I've been there, I've worked with the attorneys who have practiced in that court, as well as the department, CASA, to try to do what we can to reform that system. And if you looked at the 4 years prior to me taking office in 2011, we were spending $533,000 a year on legal fees for indigent defense. And over the last 8 years, we have averaged an annual cost savings of $368,000 per year. So in 8 years, we have saved $3 million for the taxpayers of the county. And ironically, that 368 figure is pretty darn close to the $375 that it costs to operate a court. So in a way, through cost savings, we're helping to fund this new court that we are proposing. There's also the indirect savings that you have by creating another county court at law number 3. If you think about it, there's a lot more misdemeanor cases than there are felony cases, which means there's more prisoners in the county jail there dealing with misdemeanors. If we have another court, widen that lane, widen that path, we can hopefully get some of the prisoners out of there a little bit quicker. And that's going to be cost savings to the county of not housing, feeding, caring for those prisoners while they're awaiting their trial or disposition of their cases. So in short, there is a need, and we are all taking efforts to try to provide for that cost, and we are requesting you consider next Tuesday to pass a resolution in support of the creation of the County Court of Law number 3. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you, Judge Chapman.
Judge Chapman, before you walk away,
yes.
Can we ask a question?
Sure.
Can you speak a little bit, Judge Carroll mentioned a little bit about some of the extra burden that might come on you. Can you speak to that effect just a little bit so for our public to kind of just be aware of what that's going to look like for you in the next 21 months?
Well, it'll make things much busier. As I understand, and Judge Calvin, I'm sure will elaborate, but as I understand, Judge Calvin, there are approximately 80 or so pending jury trials that are awaiting trial. And so that really is going to, you know, put a burden on doing at least once a month doing jury trials and try to get as many as we can fitted and tried, but that will, you know, delay times for me to be able to reach some of the other civil cases and other things that I have to deal with. So that, you know, it will result in a little bit of a slowdown there. We're going to do the best we can. Like I say, the district judges have all pledged that in any particular months that there's a glut that I can't get to, and if they have the ability, they're going to try to try those as well. So we're all going to pitch in and try to make this.
But you're
going to
take the first round and whatever.
Yes, I'm going to take primary responsibility for filling those cases.
And is there any
I hope not to have to go to the district courts, but you know, given the number of them, I can't promise that I won't be calling on each of them to help out.
Any demand on your existing resources that would need to be looked at, or?
No, I think we'll try to we'll manage as is.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you. Judge Wallace, you want to jump in there next?